This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Two chances to pick up your G-Bag flag this week. Thursday, Richardson Bar and Grill on Campbell Road. Then Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Grand Prairie, and I-20 there. Both G-Bag and KMC are going to be out there on Friday. So we look forward to seeing you out there later on this week. Time now for TD Tuesday. Here they are, Wolchuk and Chiafalo.
Let's do it. Look forward to seeing you in Richardson on Thursday as well. But right now, let's recap some of the best touchdowns from the football weekend with some TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
Start in Santa Clara, California, where the homeless are crapping outside the stadium and Pat Mahomes is crapping on defenders for pay dirt.
Fourth down, less than a yard for a touchdown. Mahomes takes the snap and wants to throw it. He'll step up into the pocket, flag on the play. Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. His first rushing touchdown since Christmas Eve of 2022 when Caitlin Clark was in the stadium. It's been that long for Mahomes to run it in for the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Sweet, sweet nectar. Thank you, Mitch Holthus and the Kansas City Football Radio Network.
Maybe
now,
that's what it is the rushing touchdowns from Mahomes.
Did you hear the explosion inside of that? A few years ago, we heard this in one of their calls. Can you play this? Dial this back if you don't mind, Lucius. Listen to the sound in the first like 15 seconds of this call. As soon as he scores, it's like a Transformer, Optimus Prime or something, just landed in the building.
Less than a yard for a touchdown. Mahomes takes the snap and wants to throw it. He'll step up into the pocket, flag on the play. Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Are they playing a drop? Do they have like an like a touchdown explosion?
It's like a
drop?
News stinger of some sort. Maybe it is for Mahomes' touchdowns rushing, though. That would make sense because he said it's been since this long, and we haven't heard it. Maybe since the last Mahomes rushing touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know.
I felt like people were banging on desks.
Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown.
No, that's definitely a sound.
Yeah, that's got to be like electronical audio type of vibes.
Oh,
it's
a drop sound.
Yeah. It's like
Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be like if Peyton running the board like for a Cowboys game is when the Cowboys score a touchdown. There's like a touchdown drop that he plays immediately or something.
Okay.
I don't know, but I've never. The Chiefs are the only people to have ever done this. It sounds awesome.
Into the end zone.
It was badass. And the Colts badass. Shout out to
it was worthy. The truck stick. At first, I thought it might have been the truck stick. That noise.
Maybe it's just
like
the truck stick sounders.
Yeah.
You just called the truck stick.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is moving forward. I don't know. We have to be on the lookout for that one.
Let's
go to New England. Drake May, the rookie sensation, giving the Patriots, the soft Patriots, some new life.
Polk to the left, three to the right. May drops back. He steps in. He fires down the middle. The pass is going to be caught. Touchdown, Patriots, and KJ Osborne.
Holy cow, it's KJ Osborne with the catch of the day. I mean, this guy's been on the side of a milk carton.
Call him out. Call him out, Patriots Radio Network. Where the hell have you been, KJ Osborne? Well, he found the end zone for a TD.
That's right. That's right. He was a Drake May away from returning to old form. Shout out to KJ Osborne. All right, it's Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Raymond James Stadium. Baker Mayfield tossing Zins in his lip and TDs to Mr. Evans.
Play action fake, dropping back as Baker Mayfield looks toward, throws the ball toward the end zone. It's a caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans has his 100th. 100 touchdowns for number 13. Fire those cannons. Fire them again.
Fire them cannons, fire them again.
Did you see Mayfield throwing a little lip pillow in there at one point?
Sure did.
How often are quarterbacks dipping nicotine and or other tobacco products during the game? I know players just in general will do that sometimes.
Larry Allen used to play with a dip.
That's right. Yeah, he's the famous one.
Used to carry, and then I knew I carried a can of Copenhagen for Jim McMahon. But he wasn't doing it while he was playing. He was just standing on the sidelines.
Sure he wasn't.
Throwing it out before he runs back onto the field.
Larry Allen played with a dip.
Man. I think a lot of players do. I would call it 15 or 20%.
plenty
would,
to
would
do.
Love to get the numbers on
maybe
that.
Maybe it's Zins. Yeah.
Next
now.
Time they do like an NFL player poll, this needs to be one of the questions.
Yeah, it should be.
Do you dip while you play?
Yeah.
Larry just swallowed the dip.
And I just
oh, wow. My gosh,
just swallowed
dude.
It?
Yeah.
What that's a different kind. That's honest, that's a built like Broadus thing. I bet mm-hmm. we could do a bet payoff for Broadus. You got to like eat some Copenhagen, and he'd probably that, just it'd be no problem for
that,
him.
That would I would throw up for yeah. sure.
Baker's swagger, though, his self-confidence is just off the Richter scale. It's jumping off the TV when he's doing interviews now. I don't know if that's still the case after throwing five picks over the last Crazy. Two games, but he's riding the Baker high right now, and you know that guy will go on some swings.
Totally.
Man. 2-4 says they do it for penalties as well, that noise for the Chiefs, but I have not heard this for the other touchdowns. Like
it's like a segue in a news story or a YouTube video that you're watching.
I
like,
trust
now we're watching one thing, we're going into the next thing.
Shout out to the 972.
Yeah, they're labeled as swooshes when we get our little sound packs. Ooh, swoosh three is fire.
All right, let's head to Jacksonville, where Parker Washington returned a punt for a TD.
Behringer to punt it away. Parker Washington, that is a cannon punt. Parker fields it all the way back at his 4-yard line to the 10-yard line, right up the middle of the field, 20, 25, 30, into the open field. Parker Washington along left sideline, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Parker Washington just brought it all the way back, and the Jags have extended the lead. How good is that?
96 yards.
96 yards.
Doug Peterson keeps his job for another week.
Hey, special teams TDs, they're rare, and anytime you're able to get one, it's a better day.
I mean, it's literally in the name, special teams TDs. They're special.
It's a special TD. Shout out to
especially
the
when you're going
Network.
Overseas, and now you're getting special foreign teams TDs.
Little fish and chips.
That's what you got going on right there. All right, we head to Atlanta, where it is bird on bird crime. Here's the most accurate passer in the sport, Geno Smith, to Mr. Metcalf.
Three-man rush. Geno steps up. He's going to throw the end zone. Got DK. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. What a bullet thrown by Geno Smith. DK Metcalf again between two defenders underneath the goalposts. Makes the reception. Holy catfish.
Holy catfish.
Good energy.
Wow, dude.
Guys fired up.
Seahawks Radio Network. That was a nice punctuation there.
Yeah, that's
the
never
end.
A radio network that you've got a question like the excitement for their TD calls. Mm. They get excited no matter what the TD looks like.
Yes, I appreciate that about them.
I do too. And that one especially.
There's so many different variations
holy
and varieties.
We had a catfish TD.
We had a catfish TD. Perhaps the first of its kind.
Never heard holy catfish.
Me either.
I get holy cow. They used to people used to think cows were holy. I don't get catfish.
Mm. Yeah, I've never heard that one either. So I guess we made history here.
It's incredible.
First of its kind.
Hey, from that historical moment to another, Amari Cooper, first game as a Buffalo Bill, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Take it away, Bills Radio.
Second and 10 from the 12, play clock down to 5. Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz coming, fires over the middle for Amari Super. For a 12-yard touchdown reception.
As the mafia goes crazy.
Amari Super Cooper? Now that's a TD.
They almost had a Guinness record for most people motorboating at once there at Ralph Wilson after that touchdown. They were fired up, man. He's already a fan favorite. Amari Cooper.
I always laugh when he's trying to get his feet in because he doesn't have the best sideline awareness. So he'll do like little trips. When you're like, dude, you have plenty of space.
It
like, if he was an outfielder, he would either run into the wall or be paranoid about the wall. He would never see the wall.
That's a good point, dude.
Crap, am I out of bounds? No, Amari, you're in the middle of the end zone.
One of my favorite quotes.
That's 5 yards to spare.
I heard Nick Saban on the McAfee show this week and talking about Amari Cooper, and he says, I think Amari Cooper sometimes is a little bit misunderstood because he's such a quiet guy. He says, I mean, he went through three or 4 years at Alabama, however long he was there, and I don't know if we ever had a conversation.
Amazing quote.
He is quiet, but he gets fired up on the sidelines sometimes. Those sounds of the sideline things were fun.
Oh,
he gets really high-pitched.
Yeah, he does. That's when he's excited.
Missed that guy.
Woohoo!
All right, where are we headed? Oh, we are headed to Louisville, Kentucky. A good old-fashioned noon kick for the Hurricanes to trip and stumble and fumble and bumble. But no, it's the Louisville football team. What are they, the Cardinals? It's the Cardinals fumbling, and it's the Hurricanes scoop and score. DTD.
takes a handoff, runs up the
ball, in the end zone.
Touchdown. Miami's got it. Touchdown, Miami. They've got it. Touchdown, Miami.
Yes.
Aguirre recovers it for Miami.
Aguirre. That's it. That might have been the best one of the weekend.
It's like they're racing each other.
Yeah. Hold on, it's a ball. Get it. It's amazing. Shout out to the Hurricanes Radio Network, a defensive TD, also a rare TD. Would you love it when you see it?
Yeah. No, you definitely do.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go to Cincinnati. Oh, it's my favorite radio crew, the Bengals Radio Network. And this one was fun because they opened the game with a rare kick return for a TD.
Here comes Hopkins. He swings the leg and thwack. We are underway. Wow. Charlie Jones catches right at the goal line and runs it out. Far side numerals for the 20, 25, 30. Nice. Only the kicker can tackle him. He failed to do it. Charlie Jones down the sideline. 20, 10, 5. Oh, dive for the pylon. Touchdown.
About it.
Or did he step out first?
No, it's a touchdown.
Charlie Jones, who had a punt return touchdown as a rookie last year against Baltimore, takes it 100 yards for a game-opening score.
Oh, he's out. No, he's in. Touchdown.
I love the Bengals Radio Network so much, man. Those guys are amazing. What's the play-by-play guy?
Well, Dave Lapham.
Dave Lapham.
He's always the he doesn't do any color. He does all. He's the cheerleader.
There's no analysis in his game.
None.
Just cheering.
None. Just cheering the whole time.
Yeah. He's the one that has the pom-poms in the booth with him.
In both hands. Yeah,
that's sick. Okay, let's go to Lambeau. Speaking of sick, this was the unanimous piss missile of the week. Oh. Up for the missile of the year. It's Jordan Love to Tucker Kraft.
Plenty of time on the play clock. They did not huddle. Three receivers right, one to the left. Snap to Jordan Love. Rush on. He fires. Middle. Hansel. Diving.
What a
touchdown. A tracer from Jordan Love. Wow.
It's an unbelievable throw.
Dude.
I mean, it was a supersonic laser beam.
It was. To have the balls to think you could get it past that defender.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a laser and a rocket.
I know. That's why he's going to throw interceptions every year, because he thinks he can make every throw, and damn it, he might be able to.
He has reason to believe it, yes. He's got some Favre to his game.
He does.
That is for sure.
Right by that guy's ear hole.
He's a roller coaster to watch. Like, as a Packers fan, you're like,
there's times
my
where
gosh.
It's like you're having a heart. You're like, no, yes, yes. I mean, it reminds me of those NFL films with your guy Mike Holmgren back in the day. Like, don't do that. Yes, all right, let's go.
He's like consistently, it's like three touchdowns, two picks.
Yep. But those three touchdowns, my gosh, are some of the most beautiful TDs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right, let's get
You don't see TDs like that in Wisconsin often.
No. Well, it can be a juggy
especially
state.
This time of year.
Let's go to Minnesota. We had another fumble recovery for a touchdown. This one was one of our draft show crushes, Ivan Pace.
Off play action again. No, in fact, they're going to hand this one off. It's picked off by Ivan Pace Jr. inside the 10.
How about that? And that's when you thought, wow, okay, the Vikings are going to, they're going to win this one.
Yeah.
Except the Acme brick selling kicker, Mr. Bates, steps up and splits the pipes.
That was an amazing play.
I am surprised that we even have a Texas touchdown to speak of. If you watched the first half of the game,
you
Quinn Ewers post-benching. Yes, Walter.
I got to call out Georgia's radio broadcast. Wanted to get some Georgia touchdowns. None of the calls were very good.
Oh,
is that that's really good.
Shots fired at the play-by-play guy?
Not even.
No excitement?
You would think it was a national broadcast. Not a lot of, very monotone.
Just dry.
Didn't hear a lot of Bulldog energy.
Well, here's Craig Way giving you all
the energy.
Bulldogs win.
Matthew Golden tight in the formation on the short side to the right. Shotgun snap back to Ewers. Second down and goal. Over the middle. Caught by Blue. Touchdown, Texas. The slant. 17-yard touchdown, and the Longhorns are back in this football game.
Craig Way always brings it, though. You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to pick six, shall we? This one's a former Dallas Cowboy, Dante Fowler. Doesn't get his love from the Washington Commanders radio network because they, they messed up on who it was. Take it away, Cowboys.
But it's loud here in Northwest Stadium. 3rd and 9 at the 25-yard line. Sanders to the left of Dalton. Free rusher coming off the edge. Throws it. Picked off. Pinky Lumo. One man to beat. He does. streaking down the sideline. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
They haven't had fun in that place since, what, 2020? The weird Heineke year?
The playoffs. The green lizard
year. That
wasn't
even that fun.
But, yeah, no. this is like probably you got to go back RG3 rookie season?
Yes, you do.
2012, maybe? Yeah.
My gosh. 2013? But you can hear it. Like, they are loving life right now. This is different.
Why wouldn't they be, man? I mean, Marcus Mariota stepping up in there, and they don't miss a beat. Yeah,
it's crazy. Like,
it helps when you're playing the Panthers, but the Commanders are dialed right now. All right, we wrap things up in College Station, and it's Texas. If you ever wanted to know what the athletic prowess of a Le'Veon Bell, Randy Moss baby would look like, the Aggies are giving it to you.
It's a give to Le'Veon. Le'Veon on the right side, inside the five, pushing that pile. Ooh. Le'Veon, Theo hits him from behind and pushes him into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Aggies!
It's a...
Le'Veon Moss is that guy's name.
Le'Veon Moss, yeah. Push from behind for the TD. It's a rare one.
Yeah, painted the picture there.
TD right there.
It is certainly unique, and there it is, man.
Ooh, fantastic, sterling work once again, gentlemen. Thanks for helping us relive the touchdown weekend that was in the NFL and college football. Two chances to pick up a G-Bag flag coming Thursday, Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings, Grand Prairie, there on I-20. And both G-Bag and KMC are going to be at that B-Dubs on Friday, so we hope to see you there. All right, well, Chuck, exactly what are we in for next?
I don't know. We're going to find out. That's next in the Fan.
All right.
I think I made him shit himself.
I think he just shit himself.
I think he just shit himself.
Good Lord, this guy shit himself big time.
See, I told you I made him shit himself.
That is the topic of the conversation after a wayward weekend at the Woolchuck residence. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. If you were listening yesterday at this time, you know exactly what we're about to be talking about. And the guest of honor, I believe, is on the phone waiting for you, Woolchuck. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here he is, Zach.
Thank you very much. Okay, Eric has really badly wanted to carry on this conversation, ask a lot of questions. We're going to give you the floor to do so. If you did miss yesterday's topic of conversation, had quite the interesting weekend. Saturday, Boomer Jacks, it was the Bobby Beltwell Chambers fight that escalated, that caused Bobby to leave then at Katy Trail in Plano Sunday.
And that wasn't even the biggest S show of the weekend.
No, it was a sober Sunday at the Woolchuck household. Had a couple of the buddies over to watch Red Zone Cowboy stress-free Red Zone extravaganza. And one of my oldest friends, my buddy Jerry, and, you know, he's got a wife and a child, right? So keep the online trolling to a minimum, please, for his sake, okay? But he had a bad moment, all right? And we've since remedied this. Thanks a lot to the Tolos that helped me get this couch cleaned. Jared did indeed pay to have this couch cleaned. High-end cleaning services apparently did a great job. I'll inspect when I get home. But, Eric, I believe we have Jared here. Jared, I love you, and I apologize for what's about to happen. Just don't swear. I know you like to drop a lot of F-bombs. No swearing, okay? This is a family show, kind of. Eric?
All right, Jared, are you with us?
I'm here.
The defecator. Now, Woolchuck, can you confirm this voice? That's the voice of him.
Okay. And I can hear the shame in the voice.
Yeah, well, I am curious about the shame. Now, are you the allegations against you, are you here to stand up and take ownership of them? You, Jared Hannon, sober, 33 years old, defecated on your friend's couch on Sunday. This is true.
I, 32 years old. Don't age me too quickly, Eric. Very much did so. I very much did so. There was no getting around owning it in that moment. If I found a way to hide it, I would have, but I couldn't.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I think you tried for a second.
Can you walk me through what sort of how this happened? Did you have any inkling going into Woolchuck's place on Sunday that this was this on the bingo card, or were you as surprised as we all were when we heard the devastating news?
I had a little brown bottle flu going over to the Woolchucks. Texas lost, so drowned my sorrows a little bit. Didn't have a great breakfast either, and so muddied that up with a bad lunch, and one thing led to another. A fart snuck out, and then just a lot more came with it, unfortunately.
Yes, and the fart. How long were you like kind of up in the air on whether or not to release that particular fart?
Oh, this was a solid minute and a half, just wow. thinking in my mind. So it was. I just thought it was going to smell, frankly, and
sure.
it just came out air first, and then it was all out the window at that point, and I had no idea what to do.
How often has this happened to you, Jared?
This would be a first on a couch. Doesn't count when you're going to the restroom like a normal person, but you can't use people's couches to do that. So it's tough scene for me.
So no other sharding situations, or just sharding on couch specifically?
No other sharding situations. Not like that. Absolutely not.
Not like that. Well, what about the
hotel
St. Patrick's Day deal, Jared?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, I was really close to the bathroom, you know, and that one I don't really remember that much. I was told about it.
Fair
so
enough. Fair enough.
Now, and you
I don't like to count that.
Plausible deniability.
you were dead ball sober, Jared, on Sunday when the couch defecation took place.
Dead ball sober, just a tad hungover, and oh man, this is bad.
So how does it leak through your undies and your shorts onto a couch?
I mean, free balling?
Is there a lot of volume going on here?
Yeah, were you free balling?
There's a lot more volume than I think anybody here on this call really knows, other than maybe Zach. I was wearing some thin gym shorts and some thin briefs, and it just went right through. It was bad.
So would this be like a full blown number two then? Is that what we're talking about? Cause I mean,
it feels like
it's a disservice to just call it a shart. Yeah.
There was a lot of volume, but it was not anything solid. So I don't think you can call it a full blown number two either.
Okay. All right. And this is a negligence situation more so than vengeance. This isn't a retaliation on something Wolchuk's done to you.
I wish it was, frankly, because he's done so many things that he deserves it. But no, it was pure negligence.
Okay.
Pure negligence and unacceptable, really.
For sure. No, and I am appreciating your self-awareness here. And I appreciate the accountability and the ownership that you're taking in this this entire deal here. Now, after it happens, what's the initial move? Because Wolchuk said you ended up muddying up two cushions because... Yeah. You were hoping that what had happened didn't actually happen. Take me through what you did then. Immediately, do you go to the bathroom? Are you taking your shorts off? Is Wolchuk offering any assistance here? Please paint the picture.
So I'm actually stuck between two couch cushions, kind of just nestled in there. And so when it happened, I was like, uh-oh, this is not good. And I tell my friends, I tell Zach, and Zach straight up doesn't believe me.
Right,
so
of course.
Just gives me, yeah. And took some convincing, and I told him I don't know what to do. I moved to the other couch cushion. Bad move mm-hmm. all the way around. No. And asked for a towel. Took the towel and then proceeded to clean up for about 25 minutes and hang my head in shame for another 15 or so.
Now, there was a wow. moment here, though, where you weren't sure if it was soup, like from the ramen, or if it was
poop soup.
Poop or soup. I mean, why was there confusion there? Because as soon as you wiped, man, I could tell that was poop.
Yes, no, because there wasn't anything on the couch that would indicate it, but what I felt in my pants, it was definitely a shart.
And so. at that point, you didn't think I need to get home now? I should just go.
Thank you. Yes.
I already did go, but yeah.
I lived about an hour away from Zach. I was carpooling with a friend. Okay. And so the first thing was get cleaned up. In the best way I knew possible. A lot of going through the shower and cleaning that out with a lot of Dawn dish soap and hand soap, make it smell a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. Threw the underwear completely away. And that one just went straight to the trash, cleaned all that out. And luckily, with the thin gym shorts, they dried quickly. So that one wasn't too bad.
Now, how about, have you made any goodwill efforts or apologies to the lovely Mrs. Wolchuk here in this equation?
No, I have not. I've frankly just offered to pay and hung my head in shame and in embarrassment.
She probably knows.
You hung out the rest of the day just in your damp
wet poo shorts. Is that true? You just stayed in those shorts?
I hung out till the afternoon games were over. This was about halfway through the noon games, and then I was out the door by the 3 o'clock games.
Now he's up pretty quick.
And so luckily I got them pretty clean. Now they immediately went into the washer. Actually, I probably wanted to throw them away just because they don't need to see my side again.
Yeah.
Terrible.
How quickly did you confess to your wife what happened when you got home?
Immediately. There's just nothing you can do to hold that in. She's.
That's evident.
She doesn't want me to be on this show, but it's okay. So.
The 830 texting in saying this guy is doomed when he gets into his 40s. Do you have a family history of this kind of stuff, Jared?
No, not a family history of any of this stuff. Just some other ailments. But this is a bad one. This is a bad one. So I actually did go to the doctor on Monday. That was lucky timing, I would say, more than anything.
Nothing lucky about this situation, Jared. Did you confess?
It's not a laughing matter, Dan.
Did you tell your doctor that you crapped on your buddy's couch over the weekend? Did you confess that to your doctor?
Doctor said did not get the full blown story. Absolutely not. I told him I had a little tummy discomfort this weekend and that we should probably look into that. And he recommended some antibiotics and a better diet.
Antibiotics?
Understatement of the year.
I would imagine that would be for Wolchuk.
Yeah. And one thing that I wanted to know is why the damn ramen? I mean, why did you think that the ramen was a good move, especially the spicy version?
Soy sauce.
I used to live over there. That was my go-to hangover food. Never had this incident with it. And lo and behold, there's a first time for everything, gentlemen. It's tough. It's a tough scene.
How did you respond to coworkers when they asked you how your weekend went?
I told them my weekend was great. I hung out with my child, and nothing else happened.
Just lying your balls off, feeling shame. Have you personally been able to get over it, or has this just been like a dark cloud over you for the last 48 hours?
No, I actually wrote a PR. I asked ChatGPT to write a PR statement in case I really needed to come out with anything, and it was much better than what I had to say.
It's pretty good.
So you have an apology prepared? Do you have a ChatGPT apology prepared for what you did?
I do. Caused? If you guys would like to hear it,
the
so.
Floor is yours.
I think it would make me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
An apology and commitment to better choices. In an unexpected turn of events, I found myself in a situation that has prompted me to reach out and express my sincerest apologies. During a gathering at my friend's home, I inadvertently caused discomfort by sharting on their couch. I want to take full responsibility for this and assure my friend and all involved that that was not intentional. I recognize the impacts of my actions and the importance of respecting shared spaces. Moving forward, I'm committed to being more mindful and ensuring that this type of situation does not occur again. I appreciate the understanding and support of my friends. Hope to make amends the best way possible. Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, Jerry! Let's stand up. Jerry could learn something.
Jerry!
The defecator himself on the D&M leasing hotline. Now, you've grown up with Wolchuk. You lived in college with him. Please give us any type of Wolchuk story where maybe he was vomiting. What? Like, just now, lash out at Wolchuk for a second.
Lash out.
Oh, Wolchuk's a known vomiter after some other activities that are involved, and he will just puke anywhere. He's puked on a few dogs. He's puked on a few trees. Just about anywhere you can imagine. That man has laid one on the ground for you.
It's bong ribs.
He's puked on dogs? That feels more egregious than crapping on a couch.
More than once. So it was his own dog, luckily.
That damn dog deserved it.
I thought you were a dog lover.
Yeah, well, this dog was out of line.
Clearly.
Incredible, man.
So, Jared, I did wonder when in your apology, when you talked about being more mindful, do you think this is a situation where maybe you don't go socialize on a day after a big drinking, adventure? Yeah. How do you handle this going forward?
I think you handle it by having a higher fiber diet right after the night of drinking. You really got to solidify everything that's going on in there, get the gut bacteria back to neutral, and maybe take a number two before you go anywhere just really ensure that nothing like that happens again.
Get on a schedule. I hear that's important.
Are you open to wearing a diaper for here on out every time you go to Wolchuk's? Because he was kind of tossing that idea around for you.
We're looking for a Depend sponsorship here.
I'm completely opposed to wearing a diaper. I am 32. I can control my bowels. It was a moment of weakness. That's all I'll say on the matter. But if I needed one, I do have a newborn child, so I could just steal
one. You're
going
to wear one of his diapers.
I couldn't fit in it, but it would just it'd be like a pad.
There you go. And better safe than sorry.
Will you share this with your son when he comes of age, or would you like to distance yourself from this entire tragedy forever?
I will probably take some time to distance myself, but the internet is forever, and one Tolo's already found me, and I imagine there might be more. So I can't say that he won't ever find out, but he won't hear it from me.
214 says you got to bring your own couch to the functions from here on out. Well, thanks for being a good sport, Jared. That certainly was fun to get your perspective on a story that rocked the G-Bag Nation yesterday.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all.
You crushed it, man. Thank you.
Wow.
Jared, Wolchuk's buddy. Is he your best buddy?
Yeah, he's definitely...
was.
Got to be laughing after that.
He's like... Probably he was 1A, he might be 1B now.
All righty, we got one segment to go. We're going to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for in a toxic Tuesday evening here in the G-Bag Nation.
From the 45, first down, shotgun, good blitz pickup, and Prescott down the left side. Lamb broke the tackle. 35, outrun three men into the end zone. Touchdown, CeeDee Lamb.
Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Thanks to Wolchuk's friend Jared for joining us. A full breakdown of a couch sharding situation that happened. If you missed it and you're interested, you can go back and listen. 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. His best friend joined us for the blow-by-blow from his perspective. It was a fascinating discussion. Yes. Blowout by blowout.
Blowout,
yeah. Blowout
shorts. Blowout.
So what was the takeaway? I mean, are we giving this guy the benefit of the doubt or...
Well, I thought it was shocking, you know, how much he could
do that. The fact
just,
that he was sober and let it happen. Yeah.
There's no benefit of the doubt really given. I do appreciate him being willing to just take accountability
good
for
dude,
his actions.
Yeah, took accountability. Yeah.
Still a good guy.
Got the couch cleaned.
I mean, he did everything he could in this scenario. You know?
Well, almost everything he could.
Yeah, except just not
pooping on
not
it would have been, you know.
I mean, I've known him for, 15 to 20 years.
First time he's ever pooped on your couch. So
give him a pass on that one.
Wooly, would you have rather gotten a new couch or gotten that couch clean?
Oh, I would have rather a new one. I'm in need of a new couch, that's for sure. But I wasn't gonna ask.
In the back of your head, are you not always gonna be thinking that's the poop spot?
I'm kind of excited to go and
PTSD
and,
where the
and check out the cleanliness of the new one.
Yeah.
Or of how it looks now.
Is that your spot though? Or do you have a chair that you
No, that's
usually?
My spot. That was
your spot.
Oh,
you like you're a lay down couch guy.
Kind of. He was just going to haul off and
just
fart
that
on
specific
your
area he was sitting in was kind of the cushion that I use.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh.
So now I'm going to have to go to the opposite.
Just
end.
A cushion swap. No, just take that cushion.
Yeah,
and make
you're
it.
Have
that's
to.
True. I can cushion swap it.
Or you can do a little flip situation. Is it the same on the bottom as it is the top?
The bottom I can't use. No.
It's already been flipped.
Peace,
that's
Dan.
The college side.
I peed on my uncle's couch in fourth grade and flipped it.
There you go. See, that's a heads up move right there from Young Chiafalo. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
It's a true story. Good show tonight. We got Katie Drummond from Cowboys Wire. He's going to join us, talk all things Dallas Cowboys. We're also going to talk to Brad Graham from SFNiners.com, little page he's got going on over there. I've talked to him over the years. Good dude. Talks all things 49ers. Kind of an independent type dude over there. Kind of like he's like kind of their RJ Ochoa. Yeah. If you will, for lack of a better
Dawson, I wonder if he's one of those guys that went after us.
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah. You think? You want to ask him?
Ask him.
Okay.
Ask him.
What are we asking him?
Well, a year and a half ago or so?
Probably 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago, we were talking about Cowboys Niners around this time of year and said the only hope the Cowboys have is if Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. They had gone from being the 18th most efficient offense to like number one since he arrived. Yeah. We're like, dang, McCaffrey's a cheat code right now. The only thing that could save the Cowboys would be an injury.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were kind of like just tongue-in-cheek playing with that. The next thing you know, the San Francisco media has spun that into we're cheering
for
injury.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Which, of course, we are, but, you know, nobody would admit it.
Not like that.
So then,
don't be D's.
Then at that Super Bowl, we interview McCaffrey's mom.
What'd she say? Did she know about it?
She called us the D word.
She called us
she was hot.
We actually booked her a month before the Super Bowl. Then she found out, oh, those are the guys not doing that show. Well, we get to Radio Row day one, and the office ace, Tim Collins, says, let's see if we can book her live. Yeah. And said, hey, here's the situation. Those are the guys. They still want to talk to you. And she sat down.
So did you
gave us help.
I mean, did you explain to her, like, hey, we had no will towards your son?
We tried to, but she was so dug in, she didn't want to hear any of that.
God bless moms, man. Well,
she went on and on and on, and Dawson had enough.
Yeah, it was, dude, it started off with kind of like,
Dawson
hey,
was really nice.
We want to kind of apologize to some extent, and then she hit him with the, you know, you guys are D's.
And then after a while, you're kind of like, then, you know what, we do kind of hope he gets hurt now.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, I love it. I can appreciate that. Well, you know what, I'll ask him. It's 9:20, who cares, right?
We had people coming after
prime time.
Yeah, we had people wanting our lives.
Deserve.
That's all right. You know what? Hey.
And stuff, yeah.
Sports passion.
Let's fight some people then. You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, let's kick this guy's ass.
So we're going to have, but I think this guy's a good dude, though.
Oh, okay, no.
Okay.
Sweetheart. No, no, he might,
I'm sure he's a swell dude.
Got bad info.
If we find out that he's besmirched you guys, I'm hanging up on him.
Here you go.
Good teammate, man. Appreciate you.
That's it.
Don't prestige us.
I've got to pay off a tease that I teased yesterday that I still didn't tease.
The Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy?
Yeah, because I listened to the whole damn show and I never heard it.
I know you did. You should have texted me and let me know, but I never paid it off.
I don't have your number, Fred.
Well, we'll give it. We'll share after the show, but never did pay it off last night. We call that a horizontal tease in the business, all right? So I'm going to tease it again.
Just tell me now.
It's
the long game.
It is the long game. So, no, the one reason why I won't buy in to Brock Purdy after Sunday.
Deja vu.
I love it. I'm right there with you, brother.
You like it?
I'm with you.
Let's do
it. I can't wait till they pay him and it blows up in their face.
And that's the real question. What are you paying this guy now?
Oh, he's got to get market set money. I mean, Mike Shanahan said, you have a guy like this in your building, you don't let him out.
That's
the agent's like, hey, here's what your daddy said.
I think you give him Kirk Cousins money.
I would try that.
Yeah. I'd give him Kirk Cousins money.
He's going to ask for Dak money.
Give him Kirk money and see what happens, right? Because he did not look good the other day. And there's one reason why. And look, if they want to use this reason, and again, I may get some blowback for it.
Soft.
I'm prepared.
I mean, I would have a hard time being confident as such a tiny man, you know, running around in the NFL. I'd be like, wow, I'm so out of place here.
He's worked for Kyler.
I could see how that would.
Yeah. Or has it?
Well, no, at least Kyler's super fast and stout.
He is.
NBA season opener tonight, gentlemen. How much is that going to be on your radar?
It's all over the radar. I'm excited. We got Knicks, Celtics that already has kicked off. And then you got Lakers, Timberwolves tonight. We will be doing our NBA preview, who we think is going to win MVP, Rookie of the Year, what teams we think are going to falter, which teams are going to make it to the top, and where the Mavericks fall all in that.
Great quote from Luka this afternoon, urging a fast start, saying, quote, we're not joking around. You buying that?
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think he can stay laser focused enough to not joke around.
I think him being the MVP favorite now like 3 years in a row, I think this is the year that we finally see it come to fruition if they get enough wins.
Okay, here's my question for you guys, and maybe you guys have already talked about it, but do you guys think, for as much as he whined and complained, and that's the knock on him. I mean, that's the if he's got one knock, that is the ever-present knock. Do we think that has burrowed into him this year, and that's where he's coming up with this? We got to start fast. We got to be laser focused this year, because again, look, the greats don't do that, and that's the only thing that you can legitimately say with Luka. That's the issue.
I hope that's what he means. You know, when he distances from it, he seems to have a good grasp of the situation.
Dude,
but he gets in that moment, and I think he totally loses it.
Every time.
So I think he's probably just thinking, we're going to play our hardest. We're going to commit to the defensive end. I hope the officials thing is at the forefront of his mind, because if he doesn't fix that narrative, I don't think he can win MVP.
I don't disagree.
I don't think the guys will vote for him if you're going to be complaining that much. And that's the narrative about him now. You know, all these writers from around the country are only going to see him 3, 4, or 2 times this year. And if they already think about that with Luka based on last year's postseason, that tag's going to sit with him for a while.
Speaking of MVP, real quick, how do we feel about Derrick Henry if he continues on this tear as a possible MVP candidate?
No, not possible. You said he is going to win.
I never said that. I said if he continues on the tear he's on, he's going to be in the conversation for MVP.
And my pushback was Cooper Kupp won the Triple Crown and did not win MVP. Christian McCaffrey, when he had 14 touchdowns, 1,500 yards, did not win MVP. He thinks Derrick Henry all of a sudden is going to win.
Well, if he breaks Eric Dickerson's record, maybe.
That'll be Lamar, and then Opoy is Henry.
Let's go. Here we go. Thanks to Lucius Alexander. The Pimp Cup over there at Master Control just went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Eddie.